Real talk, friend. Whom do you trust? Being obedient? Challenging ba to sa'yo nung bata ka, friend? Ikaw ba ay team masunurin or team pasaway? Let's be real. Minsan ang hirap sumunod. Let's be real. Minsan ang hirap talagang sumunod. Some kids are naturally obedient. Pero meron din na sanay magtago or gumawa ng bawal behind their parents' backs. At to be honest, not all rules set by our parents are perfect. Kasi sila rin tao lang. Flawed, but still doing their best. The challenge is, kung sanay tayong di sumunod sa magulang, chances are, mahirapan din tayong sumunod sa ibang authority, teachers, leaders, even sa work. And more than that, affected din nito ang pagtingin natin sa authority ni Lord. This could be one of the reason kung bakit maaring mahirapan ang isang taong ibigay ang kanyang buong buhay sa Panginoon. Not because they are bad people, but because they've been hurt or disappointed by people in authority before. As we continue our series this week, His ways are higher than our ways. Basahin natin itong nakasulat sa Bible. Huwag ninyong tularan ang mga pag-uugali ng mga tao sa mundong ito. Hayaan ninyong baguhin kayo ng Diyos sa pamamagitan ng pagbabago ng ninyong mga isip, upang malaman ninyo ang kalooban ng Diyos, kung ano ang mabuti, ganap, at kalugod-lugod sa kanyang paningin. In Romans 12, verse 2. In this verse, we are encouraged not to conform in the pattern of this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. But we'd like to call your attention to the last part of the verse, the knowledge that God's will is good, pleasing, and perfect. Sa tingin namin, ito ang kailangan muna nating paniwalaan bago natin kayaning piliin ang kanyang landas, imbis na sumunod sa mundo. Tandaan mo, friend, isang kang miracle.